DeepSeek's billion-dollar reveal. Kimmy closes the gap and the global AI governance showdown. Good morning. It's Friday, July 17th, 2026, and today's AI landscape is being shaped by a single powerful theme. The global AI race is accelerating, and the power map is being redrawn in real time. Let's start with the headline that dropped overnight. DeepSeek, the Chinese AI lab that upended the industry earlier this year, just got its first official price tag. A Chinese regulatory filing, buried inside a textile company's disclosures, revealed that DeepSeek raised roughly 50 billion yuan, about $7.4 billion, in its first external funding round, backed by Tencent and CATL. That values the company at $52 billion post-money. Sources say DeepSeek is already eyeing a follow-on raise that could push that number to $74 billion. For a lab that came out of nowhere 18 months ago, that's a staggering trajectory. This is not a niche research outfit anymore. This is a national champion. Meanwhile, another Chinese AI company made waves. Moonshot AI released Kimi K3, the latest version of its flagship model, and benchmarks show it pushing into territory previously held only by the best Western frontier models. Fortune called it fable level. The performance gap between Chinese and US AI is closing faster than most analysts predicted, and Kimi K3 is the clearest signal yet that it's not just DeepSeek doing the heavy lifting. That competitive pressure was on display in Shanghai this week, where Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed the World Artificial Intelligence Conference. Xi pitched China as a global AI partner for the developing world, promising 5,000 AI training opportunities for emerging nations, and called for stronger international governance frameworks. His message was pointed. AI should benefit all of humanity, not just a handful of powerful countries. It's a message clearly aimed at U.S. export controls, and it's resonating in the global South. On the U.S. regulatory front, Anthropic is doing something unusual for a major AI lab, actively lobbying states to regulate AI faster. A new piece from Wired reveals that Anthropic endorsed landmark transparency laws in California and New York, and now says those laws may already be falling behind. Anthropic's argument is that voluntary self-regulation isn't moving fast enough, and that clear rules actually help serious players compete. In a related development, the open-source AI debate got louder this week. A coalition of economists weighed in, and the White House is now actively studying the trade-offs of open versus closed AI development. At stake, whether open-weight models should face export restrictions similar to chips. The policy window is opening fast. On the infrastructure side, Microsoft made a quiet but significant move. Reports confirm that at its June developer conference, Microsoft unveiled 7 proprietary MAI models, built entirely in-house, reducing its reliance on OpenAI. After 3 years of writing OpenAI checks, Microsoft is now positioning itself as an AI producer, not just a reseller. And finally, a regulatory wildcard from Southeast Asia. Indonesia is rewriting its copyright law with AI platforms, including Google, directly in the crosshairs. The new framework grants copyright privileges to users who create with AI assistance, while imposing new obligations on platforms that train on Indonesian data. As AI copyright battles heat up globally, Indonesia may be setting a template that other nations adopt quickly. Today's business idea, build a regulatory intelligence subscription for AI startups, a daily brief that monitors state, federal, and international AI legislation in real time, flags which rules apply to which products, and surfaces draft language before it becomes law. With Anthropic pushing state regs, the White House studying open source policy, and Indonesia rewriting copyright all in a single week, compliance as a service for AI teams is an underserved, high-margin niche right now. That's your briefing for July 17th. The global AI governance showdown is officially underway, and today every story pointed directly at it. Have a great Friday.